Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We want to go straight to the word. Amen. While you are still standing, Matthew chapter 7. I read from verse 7 to 8. Thank you, musicians. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8. And we shall jump to verse 21 to 23, the same chapter. And then we shall also read Matthew chapter 26. And we shall read from verse 39 to verse 42. Ask, and it shall be given you. Amen. Seek, and you shall find. Amen. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. For everyone that seeketh, Amen. Receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And this is the word of the Lord. He spoke to himself. Verse 21, not everyone that saith unto him, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Many will say to me in that day, Amen. Lord, Lord, Amen. Have we not prophesied in thy name?
Yes, Lord.
And in thy name have cast out devils, Amen. And in thy name done many wonderful works.
Amen.
And then will I profess unto them,
Amen.
I never knew you.
Yes, Lord.
Depart from me,
Amen.
You that work iniquity. Then let's go to Matthew 26, verse 26 to 42. Verse 39 to 42, rather. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep,
Amen.
And saith unto Peter,
Amen.
What, could you not watch with me 1 hour?
Amen.
Watch and pray,
Amen.
That you enter not into temptation.
Amen.
The spirit indeed is willing,
Amen.
But the flesh is weak.
Amen.
He went away again the second time,
Amen.
And prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me,
Amen.
Except I drink it,
Amen.
Thy will be done.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, good evening, one and all.
Amen.
It's good to be together again.
Amen.
Amen. Praising the Lord. Thank you, Sister Nyambura, for that wonderful song. Feels so good. To trust in Jesus and to know, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Brother George, God bless you and the musicians.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Together with the saints,
yeah.
Of like precious faith. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. This is where we belong.
Yeah.
Feel so good.
Yeah.
Amen. To trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for your prayers. Some of you, most of you already know, I had to travel. It was an abrupt travel. I had not planned. Amen. But something just came up. But we thank God that I traveled safely and came back safely as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for your prayers. And I came with Brother Christopher. Hey, praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Sarah is on the way coming. Amen. So let's keep her in prayers.
Amen.
And also, amen. This coming weekend, we won't be around. We will be in Dar es Salaam.
Amen.
With Brother Gabriel Rio. So keep us also in prayers. We'll be back on Tuesday. Amen.
Amen.
Let's keep praying for the convention. Amen. And do everything in our ability.
Amen.
Amen. Let's put everything in there.
Amen.
Amen. The enemy is everywhere fighting, but God is on our side.
Amen.
And I believe all will work out well.
Amen.
And God will bless his people.
Yes.
Amen. How we thank God for last Sunday service.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Brother Wilson Kamba. God bless you, my brother. Amen. He was a mighty masterpiece, God perfecting his church. Amen. And his inspiration was Abraham, faith, seed made perfect. We are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. There's a work going on, and God himself is doing it, perfecting his bride. Amen. I'm going to speak a few things about that tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And my title is Not My Will. It's the Lord's word himself. Not my will, but thine will, O Lord. That's my prayer. Amen. His will. Not mine, not ours, but his will is what we seek. And he has not hidden it from us. He has made plain his will for us. Amen. So our prayer is that, Lord, let thine will be done. Amen. And for inspiration, a prescribed course. We shall know about that as we move on with the message. Amen. And then also Sunday evening, heroes of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Heroes of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, church, Hebrews 11, 39 to 40 is taking on flesh right in our time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We don't only have a revelation of what the some better things in verse 39 is. We are identified with it. Amen. And it is becoming flesh in our bodies. Amen. Praise the Lord. In other words, we are becoming heroes of faith. Identified with all those warriors. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. My. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what made them heroes is that they stayed with the promise. That's what made them heroes. They suffered for the promise. They were persecuted for the promise. But they stayed with the promise. Amen. And God was in the promise. My, praise the Lord. Amen. So all the way from Enoch, from Noah, Abraham, Moses, because it was the word of God revealed to them, they took it, they stayed with it, they suffered for it for years. Now that's what made them heroes. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this evening, we were talking with Elisha. I like to talk, you know, the word of God. Amen. He called and we were talking. He didn't know what I was going to speak on tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he was reminding me about the service we had in Enugu in 2019. And I made a statement there. That was 2019. The war was still quiet. It had not erupted. Praise the Lord. And then I made a statement and said, now we know how Mark 11, 22 to 26, and St. John 5, 19 will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That was then. Then the battle broke. But supernaturally, we are still staying with it. With the promise. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I say this, all these wars, all these things, it was a prescribed course that God ordained for us to come to perfection. Amen. But we stayed with the word. We stayed with the promise. Now that is the miracle. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the miracle. Amen. That we are still able to stay with the promise and stay on course. Amen. It's a great, great miracle. It's not just that we survived the war, but it is that we stayed with the promise in the midst of the battle. Praise be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It reminds me of what the prophet was talking about, Luther. I believe it was Luther, how there was so many fanaticism there. And the prophet said the miracle was not just that Luther was able to resist the Catholic Church, but that he was able to stay sober in the midst of all the fanaticism that rose up at this time, but he stayed sober and balanced and steady and steadfast. Amen. He heard the word. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we have something to rejoice about. We have something to jump about. Something to shout about. Something to praise the Lord about. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I won't take long. It's an evening service. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So we have a prescribed course and we are right on it. And the battle is raging. Amen. And let's identify that battle. Amen. And see where the Lord has brought and how to continue overcoming day by day by day. Praise the name of the living God. Amen. Now in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 17, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Every day, amen, you are wrestling with that. Amen. Then he says, "Wherefore, take unto yourself the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, which you have," amen, "and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Amen. And verse 17, "And take the helmet of salvation." Amen. "And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So we have a prescribed course. Amen. And God himself is the captain. Amen. Of this great army. Amen. And he has given us his word and he has told us. Amen. There's a course that we are fighting at. And the battle we have is the enemy fighting to stop you from being perfected. Amen. He knows you have the word. Amen. Because God has made it very clear. The same God who told Abraham, amen, that get out from there, I'll make you a father of nations. Amen. I'll give you a land. That same God has spoken to us by his word. The same God who said your seeds shall sojourn in a strange land for 400 years, but I will remove them from there myself. And then he sent Moses to fulfill that promise. They stayed with it. The children of Israel stayed with it. They told their children. Their children told their children. Their children told their children. Their generations passed. So many generations, but they stayed with it. One day a deliverer will come. Amen. They never wavered from it. In sufferings, in pains, they stayed with the word of God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And it was fulfilled. So we have a promise. Amen. That we are going to be adopted. Amen. We have the spoken word. Blessed be. We have St. Mark 11. We have St. John 5:19, the mind of Christ. Amen. That's our promise. Amen. God himself told the prophet, pick up your pen and write. And Brother Branham, looking at the state of the world at that time, the churches at that time, it was gone. It looked like everything was wiped out. He said, what shall I do? Where do I go from here? Amen. The revival is dying out. Then the Holy Spirit said, pick up your pen and write. Here is the answer. Amen. Say, this last days, something is going to happen. There's going to be a bride. And she's going to be a virgin of the word. And she will be presented, a beloved, unto Christ, the Holy Ghost, the dynamics. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I say, they will have his potentials. They will love him. And they will be one. Amen. Then the only scripture he dropped in there, St. John 5:19. Amen. They will have the mind of Christ. The harmony that Christ had with the Father, they will have that same harmony with Christ. Praise the Lord to bring everything to completion. Amen. So that is what the Lord, the only scripture that the Holy Spirit told the prophet to put it in there. No other scripture. Amen. So God gave that to us. And then with that, then St. Mark 11 can be fulfilled. Amen. And you know how we took it right straight back to Genesis before the fall. And tied to Christ, the mystery of God, revealed the threefold purpose to take us back there. Amen. So we are on our way there. But the devil is fighting. He won't allow you to get there. Amen. But you have the word already. The promise already. It is here, the promise. You are here heading. The promise already there. Amen. But before it is manifested, it's a war. Amen. So we want to take, just briefly, we want to take the Lord Jesus himself for our example. Amen. He had a prescribed course that led him to be perfected. Amen. And the key word there is perfected. Glory be to God. Amen. And that prescribed course, we find it in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be. After this message, nothing should bother you anymore. Nothing should worry you. Amen. Trial, whatever it is, after tonight, amen, nothing should worry you. Praise the Lord. Okay. May God help us. Praise God. Glory be to God. Now, this is Christ, our example, the captain, amen, of our salvation, what he went through. He said, but we see Jesus, that is verse 9 and 10. You can read the whole chapter, amen, Hebrews chapter 2, amen, and then I'll also read 1 Peter chapter 2. Say, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Now, that's the purpose why he had to come down. He was made slightly lower than the angels, amen, right to our level, amen, that he should suffer death, amen, and then later be crowned with glory and honor. That by the grace of God, he should taste death for every man. Amen. For it became him, that's verse 10, for whom all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Glory be to God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me read that again. For it became him for whom all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, including me, including you sisters. Amen. He had to come down, amen, to be made lower than the angels, to suffer death, amen, for your sake. Amen. To bring many of us, the sons, unto glory. Amen. That through that suffering, amen, then he can make the captain of their salvation perfect. Amen. So you mean Jesus had to become perfect through suffering? Amen. It sounds like it's strange. He was perfect. He was born perfect. He had no sin. Amen. So there's something about this being perfect here through suffering which we want to strike. Now he's the captain, amen, of our salvation. Therefore, we have got to follow his footsteps. He led the way for us. And they say, come on! You know, in battle, that's what captains do. They don't stay back and say, you go! No, they go ahead and say, come on! Praise the Lord, and he leads the charge. Glory be to God. And we have confidence in him. Amen. And he went all the way through, down to hell. Amen. Calvary, hell. And he rose up again, victorious today. So he is alive today, the captain of our salvation. Amen. So he's here now in his word, and the Holy Ghost is telling us, I've shown you the way. This is the way. Now you come. Let's go. Amen. Don't you fear. Praise the Lord. The battle is raging, but don't fear. My praise God. I won't take long, brother, but this is something. Praise God. Amen. Now you take note of that. Amen. To be made is the captain of our salvation. Amen. Perfect through suffering. Amen. So you note that perfect through suffering. The suffering was the suffering of death. Amen. That, in other words, that was the prescribed course. Amen. He was born on earth, but the end of it was death. Correct? Was staring right at him there. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he had to decide. Amen. Should I go all the way? Amen. Amen. To that state? Or should I back down? But he looked at you. He looked at me. He said, I'm going all the way. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he suffered all things. Amen. But that suffering was to make him perfect. Not just perfect in stature, but to finish the course. To go right up to the end of the course that was prescribed unto him. No wonder he says, straight is the way, and straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads unto salvation. Amen. It's not an easy way. Praise the Lord. Amen. For this is thankworthy. Amen. This is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19. I read from 19:24. He said, for this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief. Now he's talking about suffering here. Amen. He's trying to the Holy Spirit in Peter here is trying to separate suffering because of your sin or your fault, your mistake. And then suffering for the sake of Christ. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Which is the prescribed course. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And when God has prescribed a course for you, yeah, brother, nobody can help you out of it. Yeah. It is for you. You have got to follow. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You can run this way. He will bring you right back there. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He said, this is the way. Okay, praise the Lord. He said, for this is thankworthy. It is thankworthy. If a man for conscience towards God endure grief. suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Amen. Who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges rightfully, righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, the spirit in Peter here is separating these kind of sufferings, amen, for the glory of God. Amen. And then I was reading a message here from Brother Coleman. Amen. Beautiful message. Praise the Lord. Amen. Which I want to read a portion to you. Amen. Perfect through sufferings. This is what he says here. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says, now, if you are suffering from one of these things here, happy you are. Amen. You are suffering for Jesus Christ. So therefore, we find out then that if you suffer according to God's word, then that actually is a blessing to you. Amen. Amen. Then if you are suffering, then God makes all things work together for good to them that love God. So therefore, if you can understand the will of the Lord in your life today, then you can rejoice in your trials. Amen. You can rejoice in your sufferings, for you are partaking of Jesus Christ, his life. Oh my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Maybe let me start it. Okay, let me start from down here. He said, now over here in 1 Peter chapter 2, amen, he tells us that when you be buffeted about for your own faults, amen. Now, if you suffer as a busybody, as a murderer, as a thief, God, he hasn't got one thing to do with that. If you suffer because you are disobedient to God's word, there's no glory in that. The spirit of glory does not rest upon you, because you brought that about your own self. Amen. But now, if you suffer from these following things listed here by scripture, then it is different. Then he names them. One is persecution for righteousness, revilings and slander, false accusations, scourgings for Christ, rejection by men, hatred by the world system, hatred by relatives, mother and father, sisters and brothers, and so forth, martyrdoms, temptations, shame for his name, imprisonments on account of his word, oh, tribulations, stonings, beatings, being a spectacle to men, misunderstanding, necessities, defamation and despisings, troubles, afflictions, distress, labors, watching, fasting, and also evil reports, reproaches, trials, and satanic accusation. Oh, praise God. Amen. God bless you, Brother Eli. We're having a good time here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, if you are suffering from one of these things, happy are you. Amen. Because the spirit of glory rests upon you. Yes, sir. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Accusations and all these things. Amen. Now the church is not immune from that. Amen. Because demons come around and fly around to disrupt you. Amen. To distress you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But you know the word of God. Amen. Then nothing will disturb you from serving your God, because you know you have a prescribed course ordained for you to be perfected by those sufferings. Amen. Amen. And by be perfected is to bring you to the end of the journey. Amen. To manifest your promise for this day, for this hour, for this time, for the bride. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, if you're suffering from one of these things, happy are you. You're suffering for Christ. Amen. So therefore, we find out then that if you suffer according to God's word, then that actually is a blessing to you. Amen. You mean if you're serving God in this church and somebody brings a false accusation against you, you mean that's a blessing to you? Yes, sir. Don't get upset. Thank God. Because the spirit of glory rests upon you. Yes, sir. Don't be upset and start running here, running. No. Just praise the Lord. Rejoice, jump, shout. Glory. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Then God makes all things work together for good to them that love God. So therefore, if you can understand the will of the Lord in your life today, amen. So the will of the Lord is not just maybe, it is the word being fulfilled in this day, in this hour, and we have got that word. We understand what it is. Amen. So we say friend or no friend, persecution, suffering, revilings, whatever it is, praise the Lord. Amen. We will rejoice in our tribulations. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So you can rejoice in your sufferings, for you are partaking of Jesus Christ, his life. Glory be to God. Can we say amen to that? Glory. Praise God. Amen. Amen, Brother William. Praise the Lord. You know, it takes only the word to set us free. The word gives us confidence, peace. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he continues here. The scriptures tells us that he, Christ, learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Amen. It brought him to subjection to the word of God. Amen. We too, we will only learn obedience as we suffer. That's the only way. That is God's prescribed way. Amen. But we find today that we are living in the age of Laodicea, which is people's rights. Now that's the challenge there. Amen. People's rights, there it is. The spirit in the church upon the bride and also the people is that I have a right for this. And the devil picked that up. Amen. And then you begin hitting back, and that's wrong. Have a right for that. And God says, you have no right, for you are not of this world. I've stripped you by the word of God, and I've brought you forth from there. You have no right. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But still, the flesh, amen, the senses, amen, cries out people's rights. But you have no rights. Can we accept that? Yes. Amen. It's the word of God has stripped us of all rights. He is having the preeminences. If we could only understand that we are not of this kingdom, that we are pilgrims and strangers taking a journey with God in a cause laid out by Christ himself, then we can be happy. Yeah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. So then, if we find then that God made Christ, it says here in the 10th verse, the captain of their salvation, perfect through sufferings. Amen. Notice this word perfect here, so you won't misunderstand it. Christ was already perfect. But the word in the Greek, you have to understand the Greek meaning of this word. Christ was the perfect corn of wheat, the perfect sacrifice, no blemish, no spot. But he had to be made perfect. He had to be made perfect through suffering here for a special reason. Now, this word in Greek is called teleo, which means now, here it is, to make a full end, to complete, to finish, to consummate. You see? But the same word is used in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, be thou perfect as your Father in heaven, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, amen. But which is also applies differently, not about this, that we would grow up in the stature of a perfect man growing up. But this one is to come to the end of a prescribed course, perfect through suffering. Have we got that? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But the word being used here is that Christ himself, see, would have a special course laid out for him. Then he would have to be perfected in this redemptive work. It would have to be complete. He himself, suffering, would have to bring it to an end himself. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then we have got to follow that trend. Praise God. Amen. So last Sunday we were talking about heroes of faith. Amen. Brother Kamba spoke about perfection, about Abraham's seed being perfected. Then we talked about heroes of faith. They suffered. Amen. But what made them heroes was that they endured. They had an understanding. Amen. So here we are today with the same promise, but a higher one. Some better things that was not given to them. Amen. But they suffered still with what they heard. Amen. Up to the end, and they became heroes. Amen. But remember now, amen, as we continue on in this journey, God is not counting your mistakes. Amen. It's not there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Like Abraham. You say Abraham. He never said what Abraham did. Praise the Lord. How Abraham lied. It was not even there. Amen. David, look at what David did. It was not written anywhere. But everything is by faith, David. Amen. By faith, Moses. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Noah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory. So God is not counting anything negative against you. Amen. You are a son. You are a daughter. You need to understand what the will of God is. If you are going to do something, you are bound to make mistakes. A child who is going to learn to walk is going to stumble and fall. But he's not going to get scared that if I fall, I will not walk again. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And you as a father, as a mother, you are not going to say, oh, you are not going to rebuke your child who is learning to walk. Why did you fall? No, you will stand there. And the child is here. And the child is looking at you. It's not looking down here. And you're saying, come on. Come on. And it will make a step. And make another step. And look at the face of that child. No fear. But a smile. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because something in that child is telling. It has never walked before. But there's something in that child telling that child, the time has come. The hour has come to take that step. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And that's how God is dealing with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are walking a prescribed course. amen, a process in this journey. Glory be to God. Amen. There are challenges, but we need to know, understand what the will of God is. Amen. So that we know we are not buffeted. Amen. We are not confused. Praise God. Amen. So we have got that, right? Perfect through suffering. So there's a prescribed course for you. Amen. And before you are perfected, in other words, you have run the course. Like Paul says, don't disturb me anymore. I've fought a good fight of faith. I've run the course. I've finished my course. I'm ready to go home. He could look back behind him. Amen. Look at the sufferings that Paul went through. Look at the beatings. Look at the revilings. Look at all those challenges. Amen. But he said, I've fought a good fight of faith. I've finished the course. How about us? How about you? Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God. Amen. Satan is in trouble. Amen. He will have no place in this church here. Glory be to God. Amen. So now we have that understanding. Praise the Lord. Amen. So whatever anybody does, whoever speaks anything about you, against you, negative, forget about it. Don't let it worry you. Don't let it bother you. Don't even spend a sleepless night. Amen. That's so and so as well. Forget about it. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, the battle is in the mind, the human mind. Amen. So, many times when I think about the way God has created the human mind, amen, is what one really has to protect. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. A man or a woman whose mind has been brainwashed, it doesn't know who she is, doesn't know who he is. You see that? Amen. We are only asked to have the mind of Christ. Not to be brainwashed, but to have the mind of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. To be able to detect and say no to Satan. Amen. Glory be to God. Having the mind of Christ. St. John 5:19. I love this. Glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the battle is in the mind. The human mind. Amen. All the way from the Garden of Eden. So I'll read you a few things here and then we will be done. Amen. Why is it the battle is in the mind? Amen. Because the prophet says God chose, the devil chose the mind, God chose the heart. Amen. So the reason that the mind, the battle is the mind, is so difficult, is so hard, is because God has made man in a way that decisions are made in the mind, in the human mind. That is where decisions are made. Amen. And then he says, there is where Satan meets you. This is from the greatest battle ever fought. Amen. Because decisions are, because God has made man that way. Amen. Why? Because you are a free moral agency. So he gives you the word, amen, to live by, but you have got to make a decision. Amen. It's upon you whether to take it or not to take it. The devil will fight for you to doubt it, not to take it. Amen. The Lord will not fight for you to take it. He'll leave it on you either to take it or not to take it. He doesn't force himself on anybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then he says the human being is made up just like a grain of wheat. Now this is a mystery is breaking out here. A human being is made up just like a grain of wheat. It is a seed. And a human being, and physically, you are a seed of your father and mother, and the life comes from the father, the pap from the mother, see? So the two together, the egg and the blood comes together, and in the blood cell is life. And in there, a child develops. That's how we become, you see, a human seed. Now, the Bible calls us seed of Abraham. So we are a human, we are a seed, just like these ordinary seeds here. We are made up of body, spirit, and soul. Amen. So inside of the body is a spirit. And that spirit is control. Listen carefully. We have spoken this many times. But listen, this is a different time now. Yeah. But the Lord quickened this. This is a battle. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So in that spirit is controlled by imaginations, by conscience, by memory, by reasons, by affections. That's the thing that controls the spirit. Amen. But the soul has only one sense, which is faith or doubt in the word of God. And there's only one avenue to it. That's a free moral agency. Amen. So Satan, when he wants to get you, he begins at the principal part. Amen. Amen. To cause the spirit of the soul of man to doubt God's word. Yeah. Amen. So it drops into your conscience, which is your mind. Amen. Amen. Because your mind is controlled, your spirit controlled by those five senses. Imaginations. Amen. Amen. Memories, thoughts, and things like that. Amen. And then God also begin at the principal part to lay his word in that soul. Yeah. Amen. Then he said, there you are. Yes, that is what does it. Yeah. Amen. Correct? Yeah. So the word is here. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. So the word is here. Yeah. So Satan, as long as he can make you doubt that word, then he has got you. But it comes through your mind, which is your imaginations, memory, conscience, reasons, and affections. Correct? It begins to make you think about what somebody did to you. And then begins to tell you how to hit back at that person. Amen? It's getting to your spirit, disorganizing you. Amen? But if at that point you take what God says, the word of God. At that point, you take the word of God. Amen. And instead of your memory thinking of what somebody has done for you, then you bring the word of God into your mind. Amen. And then you say, I forgive my sister. I forgive my brother. There you have cut the devil right there. You have killed him right there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That's how it happens. Not your memory. You can't fight the devil with your mind. You can't win. It has got to be the word, because there is life in that word. Not what you think. Not what somebody tells, but life is in that word. So if you take that word in the channel of your memory, that blocks the devil right there. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because you know there's a prescribed course for you. And in this journey, something is going to happen. Let me tell you something. In this journey, make up your mind now. In this journey, your brother is going to hate you. Your sister is going to hate you. Somebody in the church will talk against you. Amen? Amen? Maybe your wife. Maybe your husband. Praise the name of the Lord. Make up your mind. When that time comes, don't think of what they are saying. You fight back with the word of God. Hallelujah. Then you are walking, brother. Praise the name. It's a delicate walk. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way. But the war is every day. Principalities, powers, forces, wickedness. Amen. Wicked spirits in high places. We meet them every day, every moment. Praise the Lord. But put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And meet the devil with that. Brother, you have overcome. Then you have peace in your spirit. You'll have joy. You'll have rest. Nothing will bother you anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. What are you doing? Not my will, but thine will, oh God. Your will. will is to fight back. Your will is to revenge. Your will is to see him suffer also. You see, I also suffer like you are suffering. But what is his will? Amen. His will is for you to fulfill the word for today, that the mind of Christ may come upon you. You may have harmony with the Father. Your spirit may be clean, a channel that he can communicate through to fulfill the word for this day. If you shall say, yes, sir. Glory. Somebody is going to make it. Somebody is going to say, I fought the good fight of faith. I finished the course. Now is manifestation time. Now the fruits are beginning to come forth. Why? Because you fought and you overcame by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. So Satan begins at the principal part to cause your soul, amen, to doubt the word of God by injecting a thought into your spiritual realm. But God begins at the principal part, amen, to lay his word there. Amen. And then with word and doubt meets together. Praise the Lord. And Satan has no chance. That's why Jesus Christ was the word of God. Amen. He was going to die. And he has stood Peter and say, you are not going to go there. Why are you speaking like that? What did he say? Get behind me, Satan. Amen. Because Satan was trying to inject his thoughts, amen, into his mind. But this was the word of God. He knows this was the course of direction he was supposed to take. The Spirit was leading him there. Amen. So he picked it up so fast. He knew this was not Peter. It was Satan. And Peter never knew that was Satan in him speaking, trying to stop the will of God for that time, for that season. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he went to Gethsemane, and the prophet said that was the toughest time. Amen. That was where he won the victory, in Gethsemane. That's where he prayed and he was dripping blood. Amen. Because he could see everything. But what was his word? Not my will, O Lord, but thine will be done. If I have to do it, I will do it. If it is your will, I'm going to do it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to suffer all these things. Amen. But thine will, Lord, let it be done. Can we say the same thing tonight? Amen. Lord, thine will, Lord, let it be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So that's where the battle is. Amen. It's the battle of the mind. Amen. That's why you should allow only the word of God, amen, to go through your mind. The Bible says, prove all things. Amen. Because if the devil injects anything, an error in there, you are done. He has got you. Amen. Then he drives you this way, this way. Amen. So stay with the word. Then he said, the mind accepts the life, which is the word of God. And then there brings the life. Amen. Just your thought doesn't do it, but the word of God brought in the channel of your thought. Amen. So if you are met with a situation, amen, which is so hard, you are praising, Lord, where is your word for this situation? Where is it? Amen. And you use the word to handle a situation like that. Praise, put it right in the face of the devil. Right there. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you don't have the word, keep quiet. Don't say a word. Hold your stand still and see the salvation of our God. It will drop in a thought in your mind, and you will speak the word of God, and you're going to go free. Every situation. My, praise the Lord. Amen. And the devil is trying to bombard your mind with his thoughts. This one, people are off guard. Amen. They speak things. They hear things. They don't even realize, is this the devil speaking? Amen. Is it God? Is it the devil? Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's time, brother, to walk cautiously in the word of God. Amen. Because there's a work being done. Amen. He said, just your thoughts doesn't do it. but the word of God brought in the channel of your thought. Amen. Your mind accepts it and grabs it, the word. And your mind is controlled by your spirit. And your spirit catches the word of God. That is the thing that has got life in it. It brings life into you. Amen. And when that takes place, when life comes down that channel into you, the word of God is manifested in you then. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Glory be to God. That's the way what he's looking for. Praise the Lord. That's why he said, ask and you shall be given. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Seek and you shall find. But there's another group somewhere running for miracles and things. Then he said, don't worry about that. Praise the name of the Lord. Not all that say, Lord, 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 amen, shall enter into the kingdom of God. But them that doeth the will of the Father. Those are the ones I want. Amen. So we have our priorities right. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. So when that takes place, amen. Now we are looking for St. Mark 11, right? The spoken word to speak in circumstances. Amen. This is how it is done. Amen. So keep those channels clear. Amen. And clean. Not clogged with cobwebs of doubt and hate and bitterness and all these things. Your spirit, imaginations. Amen. Nothing will happen. You have the promise. Sure. It's inside there in the soul. But how do you bring it to a manifestation? How will it work? Praise the Lord. Amen. So have your minds clear, your senses. Amen. Clear and clean. Oh, can we say amen to that? Praise the Lord. Blow up the pipes. Let the pipes be clean and clear. Glory be to God. Amen. So when that takes place, when life comes down through the channel into you, the word of God is manifested in you then. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, then ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Glory be to God. Amen. No matter how good you are, how moral you are, how truthful you are, those things are respected. But Jesus said, except a man be born again, see, there has got to be something happen inside. If you don't, then that is artificial put on. It won't work then. For down in your heart, you desire to do it anyhow. Amen. It can't be artificial. It has got to be real. All these other things dead. Amen. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. My. Okay. And there's only one avenue that can come down, and that's by the way of a free moral agency. Come into the soul by your thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you say to this mountain, move, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you have said, it will come to pass, you can have what you say. You see how he's tying those scriptures together? To this greatest battle here, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is exactly how it will be fulfilled. See, it is your mind that opens up the door or closes the door and listens to your conscience, listens to your memory, listens to your affections. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So if you have a problem, you have a situation, I can only come to you with the word. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Then I'll watch. Will you take the word or will you not take the word? Praise the Lord. But if you can take that word, blessed are you. Because it's for your own deliverance. It's for your salvation. It's to sort out that situation that is holding you bound. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. But your mind must open up and you accept it. And you say, thank you, Jesus. And you take that word and act on it and apply it. Can we say amen now? Apply it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I have tried it myself and I know it works. It confuses the devil. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. The devil won't know what happened. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. And you just smile and you walk your way. Praise the Lord. Amen. And they think you are weak. That's okay. You are meek. That is fine. That's the word. Praise the Lord. You don't use force. Amen. The Bible says that is the world. The wisdom of the world. Amen. He said, but when your mind closes itself to these things and let God, the spirit of his word, come in, then it blows the rest of the stuff out. Every doubt is gone. Every fear is gone. Every sensation of doubt is gone. Every feeling is gone. There's nothing standing there but the word of God, and Satan cannot battle that word. No, sir, it cannot. Praise the Lord. Now listen, now this battle has raged since the day of the Garden of Eden. Amen. It started from that time, the battle in the human mind. Satan started it. What did he do? We know what he did. Amen. He spoke to Eve. Amen. And brought forth death that is going on, raging throughout the world. Amen. So now, those heroes of faith in the church ages, in the Old Testament, they stood their ground because they had the word promise. Amen. The women suffered. Amen. The Bible said the world was not worthy of them. But they defied kingdoms. Amen. They brought kingdoms to its end. They shook the world because of their faith. They shut the lion's mouth. Amen. They quenched the fire in the fiery furnace. They took away the heat. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said by faith. Amen. Why? They took the word for their age. Amen. They knew there was a cause for what they were doing. Amen. So I thought I would encourage you today. I said, where you can say, not my will, but let thine will be done. Because this is a prescribed course for me. Amen. Something comes against you, it's a prescribed course for you. Rejoice, because the spirit of glory rests upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody speaks anything against you, rejoice, because that's your prescribed course that ordained for you before the foundation of the world. Amen. But you rejoice. Take the word of God and apply the word of God for that situation and watch God come down. Watch God deliver you. Watch God drop peace in your soul. Then you begin to shout hallelujah. You begin to praise God. You begin to jump. You begin to worship God. Amen. And then you are alive unto Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I'll finish. God bless you. Amen. Short message. Just to encourage you. Amen. But it's right in line with what we have been going through. Heroes of faith in the year 2000. Identified. Amen. And placed in position of power and authority. One of these days, amen, Brother Gatay is going to speak the word. Thus say the Lord. Amen. I will not surprise if Sister Ada there come up with thus saying the Lord. I won't be surprised, brother. Praise God. Amen. The captain of our salvation has left an example for us. Amen. And he's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. And he's here. And he's saying, come on here. Come on, come on, come on. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Now, Brother Elisha was reminding me about that, but I've just remembered that in that message, just slowly, please. Amen. In that message, I came up with, I don't know why the Lord spoke like that, but I brought up what the prophet said about a brother who was caught up in a vision. Amen. And he was walking, and the Lord showed him a preview of his life on earth. Amen. And there were two footsteps. Amen. One for himself and one for the Lord. Amen. And they were walking together like this. And then at some point, there was only one footsteps, and that was the Lord's. And then the brother asked the Lord, "What happened here?" And the Lord told him, "The journey was too hard. I carried you in my shoulders. Little did I know what was ahead. A prescribed course, Brother William." Amen. God spoke things in simplicity, but here we are. Amen. He saw us to recarry us in his arm when the war was so hard. Which arm? The arms of the word of God. St. John 5:19, "I do nothing except my Father showeth me first." He does right in there and sail us through. And here we are back on course. Amen. God still lives. Amen. God is not dead, brother. He's here with us. Pray, and he's the one bringing these messages to strengthen you, to establish you. Amen. To cut off Satan, to give you strength, virtue, power for service. God bless you. I wish you all the very best. Pray for me. As I travel to Dar es Salaam, we'll see you next week. Amen. Shalom. God bless.
Amen. Do you appreciate the Lord? Do you love our pastor? Do you appreciate him?
There lays a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Brother Gatei, hallelujah, praying for the offerings and tithings. Amen. 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 It tells me of a Savior's life who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect free. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Yes, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. It tells me what my Father has. in store for every day. And he hold great he turned the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Yes, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. In each sorrow's bears a pang that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Yes, how I love Jesus. Yes, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Amen. Go home in peace. May the Lord God bless you.